Is that opportunity a door from God or a distraction from the devil? I'm going to teach you how to discern the difference. First off, did God destine it or did you just desire it? When it's destined, it means it's developed as though according to a plan, and not just any plan, but God's plan. When it's desired, this means that it's strongly wished for or intended within you. So did God destine it or did you just desire it? And with this being said, it's not bad to desire things because when our hearts are in alignment with the heart of God, God will give us godly desires and godly dreams and things that He wants us to pursue for His glory. But it's different when God destines it in your life according to His plan and you just strongly wish for it within you. Secondly, did God ordain it or did you just proclaim it? Ordained means that it's decreed in the Spirit by God. When God decrees and declares it, then no man can come against it. When it's just proclaimed, that means that you announced it officially or publicly. You may have put it on social media. You may have let all your friends know. You may have started it and launched it. But did God ordain it? Did God ordain it? Or did you just proclaim it? So God, how do I know that this is a door from you? That's the question we are looking to answer today. First off, biblically, what is a door? A door is something you walk through. The Bible speaks of doors symbolically as passageways, communication, agreement, or opportunity. First off, I'm going to give you five reasons why doors are shut. The first is wrong timing. It's not the right time, you're late, or you're not ready, or it's just not your season. This is coming from Matthew 25, verse 10. We have the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 foolish, 5 wise. The wise virgins are ready. They have oil in their lamps. Is there oil in your lamp? Are you drawing from the true source, heaven's supply, fresh oil of the Spirit? Or are you trying to launch into that opportunity and step through that door just from your own supply, your own strength? Well, the word says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. You can't do it alone. You can't take on that opportunity or launch that thing alone. You got to do it with some fresh oil from heaven. The second is a wrong relationship with God. This is coming from Matthew 25, 12. A couple verses after, Jesus says, right, depart from me. I never knew you, right? Are you in alignment with God right now in this season? When we are living in alignment with God, there is more opportunities that will arise in our life when we are serving God from the right heart. Number three key, I know this isn't you, but I just got to touch on it and give 5 exhaustive reasons why doors are shut. And number three is you work iniquity. This is coming through Luke 13, 27. Some people are going to say, we ate in your presence, Jesus. We drank in your presence. We heard your word in your presence. But are you still living in sin? Doors of opportunity do not get opened for those who are living their life in sin. Number four reason why doors are shut is you are testing God. God may have put you in a wilderness season where He is testing you seeing if you will be ready for the opportunity, seeing where your faith truly lies, but now you are testing God. I have Acts 5:9 as the scripture here. You cannot be testing God. This leads to a door shut in your face. We have Ananias and Sapphira who thought they could lie to the Holy Spirit, and they both ended up dropping dead. And Peter says, right, drag them to the door. We can't be testing God. God tests us. And why does he test us? Because he loves us. Because he wants to show us sometimes what is in our heart. He wants to purify our motives. He wants to strengthen our faith and build the courage within us. So the tests, they strengthen us and develop us for the right doors that are truly from God. Number five is judging and grudging. Doors of opportunity will get opened in your life when you have a compassionate, loving heart for God, his plan, his purposes, and his people. But when we live a life seeing it through a judgmental lens, this leads to doors being closed. When we are holding grudges and not able to forgive others, this leads to doors being closed. You can't hold grudges and continually judge people and think that doors of opportunity are going to be open, right? How is God going to prosper you in your work or your field, your ministry, your relationship, your marriage, when you are judging others? In the kingdom, we are not competing. We are working together and we want to see everyone prosper, right? There is enough success and prosperity for everyone. There's enough souls to be won for everyone. The harvest is plentiful. There is plenty to go around. Whatever it is in your field, there is enough. There is so many resources out there and we are not competing, but we are looking to help one another. So we have doors of opportunity and we have distractions. A distraction is something that prevents you from giving your full attention to something else. In other words, it's an object that directs your attention away from where your attention really should be. A distraction is an extreme agitation of the mind or the emotions. How is your mind? How are your thoughts? Are you resting and dwelling in God? Or are you constantly being agitated mentally? Are you emotionally being agitated and pulled and stirred around? Proverbs 5:3-8. This is a false god. So here we see the false god of this coming from traction. What's traction? Traction is the action of drawing or pulling something over a surface, especially a road or a track. For example, it's the grip of a tire on a road or a wheel on a rail. When you have traction with God in the Spirit, he grips you and he pulls you and you are moving now in the grace of God to build that ark, right? Even though there's mockers, even though your family may not believe, even though you've barely built the foundation of that ark, you have traction and the grace of God is pulling you over the hills and allowing you to go. But when you are operating from a place of distraction, there's agitation. You're being agitated mentally, emotionally. You're allowing the devil to play with you and pick you apart, which is leading to less doors in your life. Three things that doors of distraction do. Number one, we're going deep here, right? I got some deep stuff for you. Three things that doors of distraction do. They hinder your prayer life. If that door is hindering your prayer life, Matthew 6, 6, then it is not of the will of the Father. That door should bring you closer into prayer. Praying without ceasing, giving thanks in all things, it should call you to be closer to Jesus, to draw near to Him, to seek His counsel. That as you seek Jesus, He reveals the strategy, the plan, the blueprint. That door should lead you closer to Jesus. How do you know it's from God? Well, does it bring you closer to God? Anything that does not bring you closer to God is not from God. That's how it gets in its simplest form. Does it bring you closer to Jesus? Well, then it's probably from Jesus. Does it bring you farther away from Jesus? Well, then it's probably not from Jesus. That's the simplest answer that I can give you. Number two thing that doors of distractions do is they lead to your spiritual death. Again, these doors, they may challenge us. They may allow us to endure for a season, but they should bring about a spiritual life and a growing within us as we abide and get our roots deeper and deeper. As God is opening these doors, we're blessing His name and we're seeking for His counsel, and we are spiritually thriving. Number three, doors of distraction make you look fine on the outside, but they lead to darkness and nakedness, right? Shame. They take away spiritual purity. This is a simple way to know that it's not from God. Five different destiny doors biblically we see in Scripture. Number one is the door of faith, coming from Acts 14:27. This is a door that leads to others coming to faith, right? God wants to launch that Bible study. He wants to launch that ministry event. He wants to launch that business because it's going to lead to others coming to faith. You still may have to discern, is it the time? Is it the season? God has given you the promise, but maybe He wants you to wait because He wants to strengthen your heart in the process. So God may have dropped the vision or the promise, but now you got to wait for that thing. So timing and being able to discern seasons is another key to this. But right now, I'm just giving you five different destiny doors. And the first is a door of faith, meaning it's leading others to come to the faith. This is a door of God. The second is a great and effective door. We see this in 1 Corinthians 16:9. Effective meaning it's active. It's powerful. This door, it says, comes with many adversaries. That when there's truly a great and effective door that's going to lead a lot of people to the faith, right? The power of God is in that door. It's coming with many adversaries, enemies who want to shut that door. The third is a door of opportunity. Again, a door from God where there's great opportunity, coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Sometimes these doors, they lead to no rest. They lead to trouble. They lead to conflicts outside, fears inside. This is what Paul says, downcast, but with the comfort of God. Opportunities of faith can sometimes lead to a downcast soul, but the comfort of God is still there. You know that His grace is sufficient. Again, over time, it should lead to the prosperity of your soul. 3 John, we see that as your soul prospers, you will prosper in all things. You may be enduring for a season, but most of the time, you should live a life that is thriving, spiritually thriving, right? If finances are always lacking, if there's always lack, then there may be a problem. I'm not going to say, you know, we're always going to be rich or things like that, right? God will sometimes take and strip these things away, like finances, to test us and see where our faith truly lies. But ultimately, right, if it's a door of opportunity in business, then our soul should be prospering, and we should be prospering with God in that. Number five is a door to share the word. This is Colossians 4:3. If the door leads to you sharing the word and expanding the word, that door is probably, from God, for God, with God. God is all about the word and the expansion of his word. His word makes strong disciples. That as his word gets pushed out, many come to the faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. The door to the word is a powerful door. And never close those doors, right? It might be small doors. It might be a consistent every week door. But if it's a door to share the word, say yes to God, because it will expand his kingdom. Five is a door to heaven, to hear God. This is a door of fasting, of prayer, of consecration. This may be a door of you in your secret place, coming from Revelation 4:1. There's just that beautiful door in your secret place. There's that door of fasting and prayer and consecration that just allows the heavens to be open to you and you to hear God. When you go into your secret place, it says shut the door. That secret place is so powerful that you should shut every other door. Lock your door, right? Throw social media, take your phone and throw it out the window, right? Delete apps. Do what you need to do to get into that heavenly door in the secret place with God, that fasting, that prayer, that consecration, because Jesus is the ultimate door. Jesus is the door to everything that you need in your life. John 10, Jesus says, I am the door to the sheepfold. If you want to enter into his sheepfold, you got to enter through Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Seek his kingdom first in his righteousness, and everything that you need will be added unto you. Jesus is the sweet door, sweeter than honey, more precious than gold. You gotta come through Jesus first. And you're not seeking the thing, you're seeking Jesus. And when you just seek Jesus, everything that you need will be granted to you. Six ways doors are open biblically. Number one is persistence. Persistent prayer. This is a Luke 11 type of revelation, that you are the widow seeking justice from the judge. And even though the judge is evil and wicked, it's because of your persistence. But be careful in this, right? If you are being persistent in something that is not in alignment with God, this will lead to your rebuke. If you are being persistent in something that exalts you and actually doesn't exalt God, this will lead to you being rebuked. But persistent, right? When you're persistently praying and pressing in, right? Wanting to expand God's kingdom, wanting to build disciples, wanting to see Jesus be glorified in your small group, in your city, in your nation. When you have this persistence, doors get opened in your life when you are persistent and disciplined. Number two is being a faithful sheep or follower to the shepherd. John 10:1. Faithfulness leads to doors being opened in your life. Three, I know it sounds simple, but seeking Jesus. I already said that Jesus is the good door, right? He's the sweet door, that when you seek Jesus, everything else that you need comes into your life. The fourth way doors are open is boldly proclaiming your faith. This is John 18, 15 to 18. When you boldly proclaim your faith, right, God brings you into spaces and places and environments that you are destined to be in. God is looking for an end time bold remnant who is going to speak the words of Jesus Christ boldly, who are going to evangelize boldly, who are going to start first in their own neighborhood, in their own circle, and be bold for Jesus. Five is after deliverance from bondage mindsets, Acts 16:27, that when you just get delivered, when you get set free in your mind, this just allows you to see different, right? You get some scales that fall off your eyes. You get a new mind and a new way to see and a new way to think, and you're just done with that bondage. So now you just see the doors that God has placed in front of you, physical doors, spiritual doors, doors that when there's a deliverance, man, doors are going to be opened. Jacob was willing to press in and wrestle that angel for his deliverance and his new name to be cleansed of sin. And he went from Jacob to Israel, and then he became Israel. He became a great and mighty nation after he gets this cleansing and this deliverance of self and his deception. Jacob meant deception, which is why he is given the new name Israel, God's chosen people. Sixth way doors are open is to keep God's word and don't deny Jesus' name. This is coming from Revelation 3:20. That when you can just keep God's word in your heart, be obedient to it, and you're not denying Jesus' name, you know that through the name of Jesus is the only way someone can be saved, then doors will get open, promotions will come, God will bring and draw you where you need to be for his glory. I pray that this gave you some discernment for you to discern destiny devils versus destiny doors. Continue to discern these doors as God opens them, because you cannot lock and make covenants with just anyone. You may have a business that expands other businesses. Well, how are you going to expand a business that does wickedness? You got to be careful with who you make covenants with. Be careful who you are shaking hands with. We want godly things to prosper, things that honor God and lead people back to Jesus. Amen. God bless you. I pray that this message gave you wisdom. Share it with someone who needs it. Comment below, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.